Okay. We mentioned briefly previously the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Samaches about Nisgayer Bein Akum and the relevance of that to the Sugya of Kabbalah Samitza. So I just want to expand on that a little bit, discuss exactly what we see from that Sugya. The Mishnah tells us in Shabbos on Daf Samach Zayin Amibes, Kol HaShochech Iker Shabbos. So if a person forgets a principle of Malacha Shabbos, the Asa Malachas Harbe B'Shabbosos Harbe, and he violates multiple Malachas on multiple Shabbosos, but it's under the overarching umbrella of a single Shechecha, a single Halama. Einu Chayiv El Chatas Achas. So you only Chayiv one Chatas if it's a single Halama, even if it carries you through multiple Malachas and multiple Shabbosos. You have a general lack of knowledge, a general Shechecha of an Iker Shabbos, and that manifests itself through multiple malachas and multiple shabbosos, is still only one chiyuv chatas because there's a single halama. Then the Gemara says, and daf samech ches amud aleph, what's that case? What's that case of a single halama that could carry you so far and only be mechayiv you a single korban chatas? The Gemara says, that's talking about either a tinok shenishba bein anachrim, either a tinok that was taken captive and was raised among non-Jews, so he knows nothing about Shabbos. The ger sheniskayer bein anachim, or a ger that is misgayer living in a non-Jewish community. So what's that case of a ger sheniskayer bein anachim who is considered a shogeg as far as Shabbos is concerned, a single halama, that he's only going to be chay of one chata? So some wanted to say, you see from this Gemara, that Kabbalah Samitzus is not ma'akev, because here you have someone who's niskayer bein anachim, and he knows nothing about Shabbos, so clearly there's no Kabbalah Samitzus. But it does seem clear from the Rishonim and the Sugya that that's not exactly the case. Tosus writes over there, Samachesimut Aleph Dibra Maschil Gershin Isgayer. Samachesimut Aleph Dibra Maschil Gershin Isgayer. Bifne Gimel. Velo Hodi'uhu Mitzvas Shabbos. So we're talking about where there was a Geirus Bifnei a Bezdin of three. However, they didn't inform him about Mitzvah Shabbos. De'inis Gayer Beinul Bein Atzmo, if there's no Bezdin, lo have a Geir, k'damidun b'chol istab mimzayin. That'll be our next topic, the requirement of Bezdin for Geirus. So clearly he's not talking about there's no Bezdin, otherwise there's no Geirus. There was a Bezdin, Eluat. The Bezdin didn't inform him about Mitzvah's Shabbos. So we know from Shitas Tosfos on Mem Zayin that we discussed, Mem Hei that we discussed last time, that according to Tosfos, Bezdin is Ma'akev for Kabbalah Samitzvos. It's a requirement of Kabbalah Samitzvos. Bezdin is Ma'akev for Kabbalah Samitzvos. So presumably Tosfos holds that dichotomy of the Chemda Shlomo, that there's a difference between Kabbalah and Hodah, that you need to have Kabbalah Samitzvos Bifnei Bezdin. But here what was lacking was the Hodah Samitzvos. So what happened? That the Bezdin didn't inform him about Mitzvah Shabbos. He still was Mekabel Mitzvos. He was Mekabel that will do whatever a Jew needs to do. He just didn't know that Shabbos is one of the things that a Jew needs to do. Now in this Sefer Kager Kazrach, he points out, Tosa says, Lo Hodiyu Mitzvah Shabbos. Tosa doesn't say, Lo Hodiyu Hu All Mitzvos. Why did Tosa say he didn't inform him about Shabbos? Why couldn't Tosa say they didn't inform him about any mitzvahs? So he says, oh, it must be because Kabbalah Samitzvahs is still Ma'akev, so you have to have some a Kabbalah on something. But again, if you work with that dichotomy, I don't think you need to come out to that. If it could be he didn't inform about anything, but there's still a Kabbalah. The Hodah is Lechud, and the Kabbalah is Lechud. And that's what the Ramban sounds like also. The Ramban there, in an Inami, in the same Dibur Maskel, Gershin is Gai, the Ramban writes, Bifnei Gimel, Velo Hodi'u Mitzvah Shabbos, Din Iskai Benel Benatzma, Lo Habiger, Kedamina Bachol. It's like Tosos, that there's no Hadas Mitzvah Shabbos. Okay. So the way Ramosha and the number of Chuvas explains this concept of Niskai Ben Akum, Chelik Aleph Simen Kufnun Testa Kufsamach, Chelik Aleph Simen Kufnun Testa Kufsamach, as well as Chelik Gimel Simen Kufav. So Ramosh explains that even if they didn't inform him about certain mitzvahs, even important mitzvahs, but if the Kabbalah is still in place, then the Geirus is a good Geirus, as long as he agrees in principle to follow whatever is expected of him, even if he doesn't know what's expected. The Moshe writes in one of the lines there, in Chelek Gimel Simon Kovav, Mishum da'ayri shekibel lav lasas kamashi hudim sichem lasas, like the constitution of Moshe, accepted to do whatever is expected of good Jews. So he didn't know that a Jew has to keep Shabbos, but once you tell him, then he'd start keeping Shabbos. So that's a full-fledged Kabbalah. That's what it sounds like for most of the Rishonim there, that the Chisson is in the Hodah, and this guy, Ben Akum, so he wasn't informed, because of the environment he was in, he wasn't informed about Mr. Shabbos, and he didn't see it in his community. But the Geirus is still a good Geirus, because the Kabbalah was a proper Kabbalah. There is an interesting Rambam, the Rambam Perek Zayin Shkagos Halacha Beis, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. When the Rambam has this halacha, the Rambam writes, Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabbos, so that Mishnah in Klal Gadol, Shabbos Samach Zayin Samach Es, Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabbos, Kol HaShachech Ikra Shabbos V'Shachach Shenestav Yisrael Al Shabbos, so he forgets Ikra Shabbos and he forgets that there's such a thing as Shabbos. What's that case? Oh, Shenishba V'Hukat Elimin Akum. Either he was taken captive as a little baby and he was raised among non-Jews, so he didn't understand or know that there's a concept of Shabbos. Oh, Nisgayir Katan V'Hu Ben Akum. So Rama understands that the case of Nisgayir Ben Akum is Dafka Ger Katan. He throws in Katan. Nisgayir Katan Ben Akum. Why is the Rama throwing Katan? Why is Nisgayir Ben Akum only by Ger Katan? So Katsa Mishnah there says, it must be that the Rama was bothered by the Kabbalah Samitzvahs issue. If we're talking about a Ger Gadol, so then what do you mean he doesn't know about Shabbos? That's the Chisar of the Kabbalah Samitzvahs. Elwad, it must be that it's by a katan, and by a katan there's no requirement of Kabbalah Samitzvahs. The Kabbalah will be when it becomes a Gadol, but there's no requirement of Kabbalah Samitzvahs as a katan. Right? That's what we discussed, the Ritva in Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph that we quoted. The Ritva writes that as well in one answer. The Ritva, Dibur Maskil Rav Shmuel, when he became a gadol, he didn't know about Shabbos. He was Nisgai ben Akim, he's a katan. Meiri writes that as well. So according to the Rambam and the other Rishonim that follow, Nisgai ben Akim is dafka a katan, because that's another way out of the Kabbalah Samitzvahs problem. But what you see from Tosfos, the Ramban, the Ritva on the first day, is that no, like the Chacham Shlomo, that fits in well, that Hodas HaMitzvahs L'Chud, Kabbalah HaMitzvahs L'Chud, the Chisaron by Gershon Nisgayir Ben Akum was in the Hodas HaMitzvahs, but not in the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. Okay. Now, a couple more points on the sugya of Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. The Achiezer that we discussed previously, Chel Gimel Simen Kavav, Tu Simen Kavches, the Achiezer discusses the fact that if a person is going to be over in certain mitzvahs l'teyava, and aside from Shabbos, Kashrus, Taharas, and Mishpacha, that may not be considered chutz v'davar echad, because fundamentally he agrees to accept the binding nature of those mitzvahs, just he's going to violate l'teyava. So Achiezer discusses a situation where a person is megayu l'shem ishus. So you have to be a little bit more concerned to have the proper due process and the proper vetting to make sure that they're actually going to be Mekayim Mitzvahs properly, because there's a higher chance that even if there's a verbal Kabbalah, it's not going to be fully sincere. So even though the default may be to say Dvarim Shebalei Bein Hadvarim, that if a person says he's Mekabel Mitzvahs, maybe we're not as concerned about what he actually does. So that's questionable, how Dvarim Shebalei Bein Hadvarim fits in over here. But there's potentially a lower anansadi of Dvarim Shebalei Bein Hadvarim in a case where there are other motivations. Even though in principle, Reb Chaim Moshe seems to say that if the Bezdin does their due diligence and does all the investigation and has a reasonable level of confidence that the person is going to be sincere in their Kabbalah Samitzvahs, so maybe there still is an anansadi to deal with, as opposed to Devar Ram, who believes that in such cases there really is no Anansadi, and we don't say Dvarim Shebalei Bein Hadvarim at all. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman has a Ara in Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Hey Os Gimel. Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Hey Os Gimel. That even if, in theory, you could argue Dvarim Shabalei Vein and Dvarim, and if a person says a proper Kabbalah, I'm accepting everything, even if it's not going to be followed by action, the Geirus is still a go Geirus, even if you could entertain such a possibility, but then the Bezdin is still violating Lifnei Iver, because then there would be Megayir, someone who's going to be Mechal Shabbos, so you're creating a Lifnei Iver situation by being Megayir them and being Machshel them in Chil Shabbos. So for that reason, the Bezdin has to always do its proper due diligence. The Rambam, that we also alluded to in the previous shirim, the Rambam has a challenging formulation, at least challenging to piece all together, in terms of Geirei Shlomo Shimshon. The Rambam writes Perek Yudgimel Halacha Yudalit Al Yala Dafka Sheshimshon Mashiach Yisrael. Oh, Shlomo Melech Yisrael, Shenikra Yedidya Nasi Nasha Nachriyas Kibi Yusan. Don't think that Shimshon, the Shlomo Melech, married non-Jewish women who didn't convert. Elasoda Dover Kachu, Shemitzvah Nachona Kishiyavu Agera Giyos Iskayir Boken Acharav Shemeglal Mamon Chital. Maybe their ulterior motivations, etc. Skipping to Halacha Tesvah. Lefikach, because of the concern of ulterior motivations. Lo kiblu bezin geir and koi mei David v'shlomo, mei David shama min apachid chazu, mei shlomo shama b'shvil malchus, etc. V'afal pikein hayu geirim harbe misgayir mei David v'shlomo v'nei had yotos. So even though the official didn't convert people during those tkufos, there were ad hoc batei din of had yotos. V'hayu bezin agadol choshishim lahem lo dochin asan achir shetavlu. And the Bezdin Agadol, the official Bezdin, were choshesh. Sounds like they treated it as a safek. They weren't doch of them, because they went to the mikvah b'fnei Bezdin Shel Yotos, but they also weren't recarving them ashetir achrisam until they saw what the end result was. Ulefi shagir shlomo nashim v'nasa and v'chein shimshon gir v'nasa. So Shlomo and Shimshon married converts, and it was known that they were ulteriorly motivated. So because it was b'fnei bezin shel yotos, that's why the psukim referred to them as goyos, even though they really had a geirus. V'od shochiach sofan al tchilasan shehein ovdos avodah zarah shelahen. So the problem that jumps out at you to understand the Rambam is it sounds like Ashi Farach Yusan, where someone converts with the Bezin Shel Yotos, where there are ulterior motivations at play, we're concerned that maybe the Geirus wasn't good, and then you have to wait to see what the end game was. Ashi Farach Yusan. So that sounds like there's whatever probationary period, and then you can determine was a geirus a good geirus or not. And then it says that's why by Shlomo and Shimshon their wives were chiyasof and al kilasan because they were ovdos of Rezara. So if that's the case, so at the end of the probationary period they worship of Rezara, that sounds like then the geirus wasn't good. So if the geirus wasn't good, then they did marry non-Jewish women. So that's what the Rambam is trying to tell you wasn't the case. So how does this all fit together? The multiple nahalchim in Achronim. Ramosha has the following suggestion. Chela Gimel Simen Kuches. That maybe there's a shorter probationary period and a longer period. There is, you have to, if they're Megai L'Shem Davar, B'fnei Bezin Hashel Yotos. So it's not that we're concerned about the motivation per se, because even if the motivation was insincere, but at least b'diavad kulam geirim heim, like the Chacham Derev Nechemia and Daf Kuf Dalet, so the geirim would be good geirim if they're observant, if there's proper kabbalas and mitzvahs. So the achetir achriyusam is to see in the immediate aftermath of the geirim, were they properly mekabel mitzvos? Is that reflected in their action, in their conduct? And then, if so, the geirus is good. So Moshe says, the choshesh in hashi yisparitz kus, and that's in the short term. So you see, in the week, in the month, after the geirus, are they living an observant lifestyle? And if they're not, so then we're choshesh that there wasn't a proper kabbalah samitzvahs. But the situation by Shlomo Melech was much later. It's true, so it wasn't ideal that they should have been Megayer, because down the road they ended up going back to Avodah Zarah. But that didn't impugn the Geirus itself. Because in the initial aftermath, they were observant. It was only later that they started worshiping Avodah Zarah again that they regressed. But the Geirus was still a good Geirus, and therefore there's no aspersions in that regard on Shlomo Melech and Shimshon. And the Sefer Kager Kazrach over here, he points out the Abarbanel in Malachim Aleph, Perikid Aleph, Pasuk Dalid, Perikid Aleph, Pasuk Dalid. So he writes about Shlomo Melech's wives that they were Mata Levavo when he was older. When they worshipped the Avodah Zarah, the Barbanel writes, Mashaloh Hayu Osam Adhena. That wasn't the case until now. They worshipped the Avodah Zarah later on, years after the Geirus, but in the immediate aftermath of the Geirus, they didn't. So Asher Yisparach Zekusan is in the immediate aftermath. That's where you check whether the Geirus is a good Geirus. If it's Nisparach Achriyusan that they were observant then, so whatever happens later, they're still 100% Jewish. That's called Chazir L'Suran. Chazir L'Suran is still 100% Jewish. It happens to be in the case of Nishei Shlomo, so they ended up worshiping Avodah Zarah at a later point. That reflected the fact that the Geirus was for ulterior motivation, but even though it was for ulterior motivation, still Kulam Geirim Heim. Okay, that seems to be a mahalach mechuvah within the Rambam. There are other mahalachim as well. You can take a look at the Tzitz Eliezer. Sorry. There's it before that. He also points out the Rebbe Avraham Minahar on the Gemara in Ayin Vav and Mebeis, as the Gemara discusses that the word Megayir people Bimei Shlomo. David. So Bravam and Ahar has a comment there that seems to reflect this understanding of the Rambam. He writes, Lefikach kimu shimshon v'shlomo nishasayim afa pishin nigla sodan. That's Lashon Rabbam nigla sodan. It wasn't me that their secret was revealed. Kolamer nishay shlomo v'eshav shimshon nisgai v'mach mustavar. That they were motivated for other reasons. V'afa pishin nisgai v'alpi bez. And even though the Geirus wasn't endorsed by Bez, and it was Bez and Shalayotos, Elohim Girum Shalom Alpi Bezdin. So it was without the stempel of the official Bezdin. Valacha Shukulam Geirim. The bottom line, Kulam Geirim. Nasum, that's why Shlomo and Shimshon married them. Ha'ilam nashim v'kimu asan. Kolomar bara leim b'dinisha. So even though lichachila they should have been megayir, then once the gerus was done, it's chal at least b'diav and kulam gerim. Hey, but then they're 100% Jewish, and Shlom and Shimsha married them. V'afapisha niglasodan kolomar shal darish niskayru v'avru avdu b'sofar azara lekalav delas eschatein the Israelis mishum adus dinu. So even though they went back to avdu azara, so that's the din of chazal asuron, but they were 100% Jewish anyway. Okay, I think we'll stop here. I have to go back up to the get. And the next year will be on Wednesday on the topic of the requirements of Bezdin and the qualifications for Dayanim for Geiris.